Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football final continues on this Saturday. We had another big rundown of the Big Ten and top 25 scoreboard. Fair to say, Kalen DeBoer off the hot seat at a moment. I think it's kind of a week-to-week thing in Alabama. They've grabbed the lead over Oklahoma, as Jonathan said, 21-20, but there's still time. Third quarter, and Oklahoma's kind of been going up and down the field in that game, so this one could go down to the wire. Alabama's been able to win close games home and on the road. So,
yeah, it's been a year of kind of ups and downs. They had that big loss early in week one to Florida State, and then they corrected the ship, and they've won ever since. They've won 8 in a row, but they've had a couple tough tests. They should have lost at South Carolina and came back to win late there, and they had a very sloppy first quarter against Oklahoma here today, but again, once they've held onto the ball, they've been able to move this ball on the Sooners' very stout defense.
Yeah, and then we could bring up Friday night. I don't know if you saw it, Lindsay. I did. Minnesota at Oregon. The game went off with the Ducks 25.5-point favorites. It was almost at halftime. Yeah, just not competitive. Three games at Columbus, at Iowa City, at Eugene, and they were beatdowns. And I think it's fair to ask at this moment in time, at 5:08 on a Saturday afternoon late in the season with two games remaining, what are we doing here? That is just not competitive at all. You should be able to compete with Iowa.
Yeah, I was wrong about the Iowa game. The Ohio State game, you saw the talent disparity. Yeah. The Oregon game.
That's 4 and 5 stars.
Yes.
I mean, all over the field.
Last night, while Oregon doesn't have the, I guess you could say, the depth of talent of Ohio State, they still have, number one, a bunch of talent. They're still well above where the Gophers are. But you also saw the speed difference. Oregon is a speed team, and you saw that difference last night with how the Gophers play versus how the Ducks play. You just wonder if there's a ceiling at a Minnesota, at a Wisconsin, even at an Iowa, where it pains me to say this. I don't like saying it. You're not, unless you get the right coach, unless you get the dynamic coach that can charm his way into getting some 3 and 4 stars and building him up, it's a struggle to get the talent. And you've been saying it for years. Other people on this station and around the cities have been saying it for years. It's just tough to get top-end talent here to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
A lot of reasons for it. But that, yeah, just not competitive. Now they're at Wrigley. They take on Northwestern a week from now. And then they close it out against a very beatable Wisconsin team. So they are bowl eligible, and they could get to the 8-win mark. And you got to take that with a grain of salt. I think as we move forward in this new era of college football, it was always in the old days of the Big Ten, at least in my lifetime, Michigan and Ohio State, year in and year out. It was the Wolverines and the Buckeyes at the top, and then there was kind of that middle tier. And now that the Big Ten has expanded, you kind of see same old, same old. Michigan's taking a step back. They had the scandal under Jim Harbaugh, and they'll be back. Penn State's taking a step back.
Well, Michigan took a step back last year. They're 8-2 now.
Well, right. But my point being is that there's ebbs and flows. The one constant, it appears, is Ohio State now in this new era, where year in and year out, they just reload, and they're really good and loaded with talent. And I wonder what this new era of name, image, and likeness and all the money flowing in, and I'm in favor of that, what ultimately happens to college football? Because Fox, that was a nationally televised game. Did they want that? That's not good television programming. You're not keeping eyeballs on Oregon, Minnesota. It's a beatdown. It's a blowout. No one wants to see that. Saturday night's an NBC in the Big Ten. You know, everybody gets their chance to be on NBC on Saturday night. But if they're blowouts and beatdowns and it's not competitive, the networks are going to say, well, wait a minute. We want the better teams playing in prime time in the big games. And I just don't think people care about watching on a national level the likes of Minnesota and Purdue or Wisconsin in the state.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a non-competitive game. You've got a competitive game on CBS right now in the Big Ten between a Penn State team. Yes, they were ranked number 2 in the country early on in the season, but they're now 3-6, and they're taking on a 3-6 Michigan State. The game is competitive. It's a one-score game.
Yeah.
Into the fourth quarter, now late into the fourth quarter.
Two teams going nowhere.
But, yeah, who's going to, unless you're alumni of those two teams or you're just a football diehard flipping channels.
Sicko.
Who's gonna want to stay on this game?
True sicko. Sicko mode.
Yeah, for sure. You got to have a gambling interest.
Well, that's literally the only reason why anybody would these days.
For
and that's where all the money comes in. They don't care about showing it now. It's not as much about the blue chips. You just know eyeballs are going to be on here because the degenerates will gather.
Well, and we are starting to see that rear its ugly head. And you spent a number of years, Lindsay, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has spread like wildfire. Sports gambling is everywhere. We've got that burgeoning scandal in the major leagues involving the Guardians and Clause A. You had the NBA thing. I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you're gambling on pitch counts and what?
The mafia's involved? That's the other thing, too. It's just like all of these different instances. And we're not even talking about the baseball one. It was like the Shohei Ohtani one? Like, that was 2 years ago, and I got swept under the rug. And I suppose it depends.
It was his interpreter.
Yeah, it was an interpreter. Yeah, he was not involved in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, I don't believe that. But I just think it's the battle that they want. It's the people that they want around their table. It's one of those things where I believe that there is not as much money in this world as people like to say. Because otherwise you wouldn't be desperate enough to sell yourself out to the degree that sports has two gambling interests. And so I guess it's just down to each individual saying to themselves, each individual athlete, is this worth it? Is this worth for like 15 grand? Or is this going to wipe out my debt in case I am a gambler? Like, I would just stay away at all costs. I didn't even do like the brackets and stuff in college. We weren't even allowed to do that.
Well, and for the money involved, particularly for the Guardians pitcher, who got arrested on Thursday and has been indicted. Serious stuff. The feds were involved. He makes millions. But if you think about it, the people around them, friends, family, extended family, you know, an extra 5-10 grand, that's a big
in
deal.
In Class A, that's a huge deal.
Yeah. You know, so you look at all their buddies who aren't making millions in the major leagues, you know, and he goes out and, yeah, I'm going to throw this pitch in this spot and someone made some money. That's crazy to me that we're at this point in time. But, you know, here we are. And I think it is the fact that there's prop bets now on everything.
Yes, mm-hmm. and as a
live.
as a somewhat degenerate myself, I can understand that. This is
hate you. It's okay.
It's such a dichotomy right now when you talk about the sanctity of the game, whatever game it is, the fairness of the game, playing it out truthfully with no shade. Yet you go back in history and you talk about how the famous phrase, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Mm-hmm. What is truth, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the theme around our society, period.
Yes. So it's interesting that, again, they knew that gambling was around it. There was dark money, bad money coming in with point shaving scandals and this and that, where you tried to regulate it. You tried to rule against it, and it just didn't work. So now you're inviting these folks in and doing all this stuff with the promotions and the ads, and this brought you by DraftKings and FanDuel and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And FanDuel, Bally's, buy naming rights to sports broadcast channels.
Right.
And regional broadcast channels. But now you're trying to keep that at bay. It's always trying to keep it at bay. It's always trying to keep it above board when you're in a situation where it's not really ever going to really be above board. It's just, it's difficult to put it in that place.
Yeah, and I think you can go back to the Black Sox scandal of 1918, and anybody who hasn't seen it, watch a movie, Eight Men Out, and what happened there. A lot of this stuff, 107 years later, it's still out there.
Well, and what was going on in the country 100 years ago, too. Like, what was creating the conditions in which these things can exist as healthily as they can? We're ripe for addictions right now. Like, we are primed as consumers, because that's what we are as people are, as consumers, to get hooked on something.
Yeah.
So why not gambling?
And what's crazy about it is back then, you know, the leagues up until very recently kept this at arm's length. They wanted nothing. They didn't even want to really acknowledge fantasy football. Then a light switched, and now every league, every sport embraces this stuff and in a way encourages it. And I don't think they're prepared for the other side of it.
No, they're
what we've seen in the NBA and MLB and the MLB owners meetings. And we talked about this on the Lake Show last night. And this is an important point. And maybe we can even wrap on this point, is that now what are the leagues going to do? Law enforcement has always been willing to step in and prosecute, and what they're doing at the major league level in with the NBA right now. But what are the leagues going to do to protect their integrity and the integrity of the game?
Well, you got this other scandal that just broke a couple of days ago in New Jersey, where this is an ESPN story, 14 people charged for their roles in a multi-million dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved college athletes and has links, again, to organized crime. There's always going to be a market for it, both legally and illegally.
And there always was over the history of sport. Google it. You know, famous sports gambling schemes over the years. You go all the way back to 1918 in the Black Sox. But there's been tons of them. So, you know, here we are again. But here's the difference. It used to be just Vegas or in the shadows. Now it's out in the open and legal just about everywhere.
And when you say Vegas, I think that is a part of it. I think that the leagues knew that they had a burgeoning market in Vegas, and Lindsay can attest to this having lived there, that, you know, 50 years ago, Vegas was an outpost. You know, Phoenix was kind of an outpost, but Phoenix grew. Vegas has grown. And now Vegas is a viable city where you can have sports franchises. And to have the NHL and the NFL already there, the MLB is building their stadium there. You know that the number one identity of that city is gambling. you can't be there and be around it and say, well, we're just going to shove it off to the side. You have to embrace. Well, I think you have to embrace it to even exist there.
Well, if that was true, I wouldn't have lasted there as long, Jonathan. I would have been in a barrel down by the river,
probably not the van.
There's something to say about having to say no to things. When you have slot machines in gas stations and in grocery stores, it gets pretty easy to say no more gamble.
But I don't say that on an individual level.
No.
Individuals are. This is on an organizational level. This is on a franchisee league level and the big companies, corporations that have to deal there. I don't think you can be a corporation that is an entertainment business there and not have some sort of involvement in it.
And that's why when the NHL broke the ice and the Vegas Golden Knights, you knew everyone else was going to follow. The A's are eventually going to get a ballpark on the Strip. The Raiders are there. The NBA will be there shortly. But it's not that long ago where you couldn't imagine pro sports would jump into Vegas, and here we are. And by the way, I'm going to point out before we break, one of the reasons I, as a rule, don't gamble on sports. Oregon beat Minnesota last night 42-13. The game went off at 25.5, right? And by my math, Oregon won by 29. Here's what makes it scary. If you had the Ducks and gave the points, that gets blown up with a garbage time Gopher touchdown.
Backdoor cover.
Yeah.
You know what happens then? A bunch of dudes punching walls and God knows what else because they just lost their mortgage. And guess who's going to catch all that fire? Whoever's in their nearest zone. Domestic violence incidents skyrocket after sporting events.
Yeah, and I was watching it with that in mind, knowing I didn't have a nickel on it. And once again, as a rule, I don't. Because of that, Gophers were never in the game. And still, there could have been that late garbage time score and everything goes away. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Game reports, more scores. It is college football final here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lindsey Brown's here, Jonathan Lola's here, and by the way, Jonathan back, Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. The Jackrabbit season has collapsed. Meanwhile, the Bison roaring forward, and they get St. Thomas next week. Tommy's got beat today, and this is I don't know, maybe the greatest nickname in sports, the Presbyterian Blue Hose.
How do you spell it?
B-L-U-E, blue. And then hose, H-O-S-E. I kid you not. I don't know if I had ever heard that until today. But the Blue Hose come in and beat the Tommies today. I shouldn't laugh. They're a local
team. Yeah, support
team,
the local team, Steve.
Yeah, don't, no, God. No, no, no laugh. But that's a nickname. That goes way back. You know, they call the White Sox the Pale Hose. So it must
be like Fancy Hose?
Yeah.
The Pale?
All right, let's jump into the game reports. MIAC final day of the regular season. It was simple. Bethel wins. They're the conference champ. They did at St. Scholastica. And St. John's wins. They are very likely getting a D3 tournament bid. And with the game report from Collegeville, here's Ryan Klinkner.
7th-ranked St. John's football team ended the regular season schedule with a 63-21 win over St. Olaf today in a beautiful sun-soaked Collegeville. The Johnnies scored touchdowns on their first 9 possessions and outgained the Olies 652 yards to 201. Quarterback Trey Feeney, a junior lefty from Moorhead, ended the day 25 of 29 passing for 324 yards and 5 touchdowns. Running back Corey Bomert, a junior from Matamidi, rushed for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns on just 6 carries in his first game since October 4th due to injury. Wideout Riley Schwellenbach, a junior from Eastridge, totaled 103 yards and 2 scores on 6 catches. The Johnnies are likely to earn one of the 12 at-large bids to the NCAA Division III playoffs when the selection show airs at 4 p.m. Central tomorrow on NCAA.com.
All right, very good, Ryan, and we'll certainly hear from him once we get into the postseason. And we've heard St. John's could very likely, as an at-large, host a game in Collegeville next week. Meanwhile, Bethel is the conference champ. They beat St. John's earlier in the year. Royals win big in Duluth over St. Scholastica. They let it 49 rip at the half, go on to a 62-0 victory today. Some of the number, Cooper Drews, another big game, 16-25, 200 yards, 4 TDs, and just a ton of production on the ground for the Royals today in Duluth. They spread it around. Tay Mahans, 8 carries, 126 yards in the game. David Gibley, 10 carries, 57 yards, and 2 touchdowns. As the Royals win big, so it'll be St. John's and Bethel in the postseason out of the MIAC today. We're going to break right now. We'll go back to the Northern Sun. Big game today for the UMD Bulldogs. They're going to the postseason in the D2 playoffs, and we'll get into that. Jeff Papas will have a game report following the weather break here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thanks so much for joining us, Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown, Jonathan Lowe. Jonathan will be back shortly. Big Ten Top 25, Missouri Valley. North Dakota State's taken off. South Dakota State's hitting the skids. And St. Thomas got beat today. And then they have a big one against North Dakota State next week. We'll have all of that in a moment. But right now we want to jump to the Northern Sun and a big game for the UMD Bulldogs at Minot. Here's Jeff Papas with a report.
Not today, the UMD Bulldogs claimed an outright NSIC conference championship with a 33-7 victory over Minot. Kyle Waljasper, a big day on the ground for the Bulldogs, a 6'1", 240-pound quarterback, 23 carries, 157 yards, and three touchdowns. Francis O'Malley from Montevideo, 12 for 57, and another touchdown. Ryder Patterson of Lakeville, 5 for 22. And Austin Randall from Waconia, the third quarterback for the Bulldogs today, 21 yards rushing in the fourth quarter of this game. Minot won the toss, got the ball, and then could not convert a fake punt attempt on fourth down, giving the Bulldogs a short field, 9 plays, 34 yards, and Waljasper got in from 2 yards out to make it 7-0. Minot put together its best drive of the day on its next possession, 7 plays, 75 yards. Carson Chrisman, their quarterback, 26 yards into the end zone to make it 7-7. After that, though, quite literally all Bulldogs. 8 plays, 70-yard drive. Waljasper gets in on a tush push from 1 yard to make it 14-7 at half. First possession of the second half for UMD, 11 plays, 75 yards. Waljasper with a 2-yard run this time, and a drive that took 6:40 off the clock and made it 20-7. Big day, as I mentioned, for Francis O'Malley from Montevideo, 12 for 57, including a 20-yard touchdown run to make it 26-7, capping a 6-play, 57-yard drive. And finally, Nate Litke from Spring Lake Park, his first receiving touchdown of the season from Kyle Waljasper to make it 33-7 at the 9:09 mark of the fourth quarter of play. Some big days defensively as well. Joey Krause from Prior Lake with an interception and a fumble recovery, plus 6 tackles on the day. Jarrett Bennett from St. Michael Albertville had 9, and Ross Revord from just across the bridge from Duluth Superior, Wisconsin, with 10 tackles today. It's a terrific day for the Bulldog defense. Minot State only attempted 5 passes on the game. Carson Chrisman, the quarterback, 2 of 5 for 21 yards. Bulldogs finished 10-1, and with the other results around the league, claim the NSIC championship. Jeff Papas reporting for WCCO.
All right, very good, Jeff, and congrats to the Bulldogs. Quite a year for them. And let's take a look at what happened in the Northern Sun today. Augustana, 2 weeks ago, unbeaten. They dropped their second straight. Wayne State beats Augustana 38-31. And another huge game today, MSU Moorhead upset win at Minnesota State, 31-23. Other finals, Kevin Reed once again reported Bemidji State beat Marion Bemidji today, 34-21. Disappointing year for the Beavers. They fought injuries all year long. Sioux Falls wins at CU Foam Stadium, a 9-4 in St. Paul, beating Concordia 34-18. Northern State over Jamestown, 46-40, and it was Winona State beating Southwest Minnesota State 30-6. And we got another game report. Lindsay, who we got?
We do. Aaron Warm joining us on the studio line. Aaron, tell us all about it.
Hey, thank you much. Like you mentioned, Steve, Minnesota State got beat by MSU Moorhead 31-23. A tough loss for the Mavericks today as they dropped to 8-3 on the season. They got off to a slow start. MSU Moorhead was up 14-0 in this one early in the second quarter. MSU had cut it down to a 14-3 game with a minute 53 to go in the second quarter and a 29-yard field goal by Connor Fournay. On the next possession, Minnesota State would force the only turnover of the game. They would turn it into a touchdown. Mitchell Thompson, quarterback for MSU, he had 2 touchdown runs, including a 6-yard touchdown rush. before halftime to make it a 14-10 game. Minnesota State was right back in the game, but Moorhead would kick a field goal to go up 17-10 in the third quarter, and they would score a touchdown to go up 24-10 heading into the fourth. MSU had some chances. Mitchell Thompson early in the fourth, a four-yard touchdown run to make it 24-17. Moorhead would answer right back to make it 31-17. Sam Banker from Chatfield, Minnesota, the 16th time he's in the end zone this year, a two-yard rush to make it a 31-23 game with 6:03 to go. Mavericks would get the football back. They would drive into Moorhead territory down by eight. They did miss the extra point in their last touchdown on a third down play, a big sack for the Dragons, forced MSU to 4th and 19. They could not convert, and MSU, that's Moorhead, they get the victory. The first time that the Dragons have beat Minnesota State since 1981. The Mavericks had won 8 games in a row against Moorhead. So both teams are 8-3 on the season. Minnesota State now will wait until the selection show tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They're still crossing their fingers. They came into the weekend as the number 6 team in Super Region 3. They're hoping to hold on to that 7 or 8 spot and still get in the NCAA tournament. But a win today would have guaranteed it. Instead, they're hoping the committee picks them tomorrow. Again, Blakeslee Stadium in Mankato today. Moorhead upsets 14th-ranked Minnesota State 31-23. Celebrating my 22nd anniversary with my wife, Nadine, reporting for WCCO. I'm Aaron Worm.
Wow, what a guy. Do a ball game, call in, and happy anniversary. Quick thought, Aaron, before we let you go. UMD, 10-1. They're in good shape. Augustana dropped 2 in a row at 9-2. Does Augustana still get in, even though they have dropped those 2 straight games?
Well, here's the thing. The teams behind them, there's a Northwood that was in like the number 9 or number 10 spot. They won today. Truman, I haven't checked on their score, but yeah. Truman was taken on a team that they should beat. And I think Augustana will be out. Upper Iowa is in the number 7 spot. They got beat by Indianapolis today. So Upper Iowa might drop a spot. But I think Augustana's out. There's no way that the Northern Sun gets 3 teams in. I think Augustana, if they would have won today, I think Minnesota State would have been on the outside looking in. I think the Mavericks still have a chance because right. Augustana lost and Minnesota State did beat Augie.
All right, very good. Aaron, always great. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Aaron Worm, the voice of the Mavericks. They get beat by the Dragons in Mankato today. Once again, let's get back to the scores in the MIAC today. We kind of did the lay of the land after Ryan Klinkner's report and gave you the box score. Bethel wins. They beat St. Scholastica 62-0. The Royals, they get the automatic bid out of the MIAC. St. John's, I'll find out for sure tomorrow. They should be in the D3 tournament. They beat St. Olaf 63-21 at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville. Meanwhile, Concordia wins at Carleton 31-24. And it was Gustavus beating McAllister 38-14. There was a game on Friday in Minneapolis. Augsburg beat Hamlin 43-3, the final in that one. In the WIC, your champs, if you had UW River Falls on your bingo card, well, you're right. River Falls, they beat Stout 29-19. River Falls gets the automatic bid out of the WIAC. How about that? La Crosse beat Stevens Point 52-0. Whitewater beat Oshkosh 24-7. And it was Platteville outscoring Eau Claire 55-28. And then finally out of the UMAC, Westminster beat Northwestern 15-6. It was Crown over Greenville 38-20. Martin Luther outscored Morris 36-14. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. Pioneer League, Tommies lose at home today. We'll have more on that. And then Vikes Bears tomorrow. It's all on the way here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. It has been a busy day and a lot going on locally. Wild Ducks in St. Paul. Nuggets Timberwolves in Minneapolis. And then over at the U, you got... Gopher men's hockey against Long Island, trying to avoid the sweep, folks. And then at the barn tonight, you've got Gopher men's hoops against Green Bay. Good luck parking over at the U tonight. That should be fun. All right. We still have high school football scores. Final day of the semifinals, 3 days in a row, prep bowl next week. But let's get Big Ten, top 25, the Missouri Valley, How did the Tommies do? Here's Jonathan Lowe.
All right, let's get it going right now as we get it going on. Wonderful, beautiful, lovely Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. We get it rolling in the Big Ten. One game in progress, 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. Illinois will get to 7-3 with a 24-6 lead right now over Maryland. Finals from the day, number 18, Michigan wins at the gun. They win 24-22 over Northwestern. Number 2, Indiana gets to 11-0. They win 31-7 over Wisconsin. Just finished the Coliseum in L.A. Number 17, USC, comes back to defeat number 21, Iowa, 26-21. Penn State finally breaks their six-game losing streak. They defeat Michigan State 28-10. Terry Smith gets his first win as an interim head coach. Coming up later on this evening, Purdue will be at Washington. Number 1, Ohio State will host UCLA. Last night, number 8, Oregon easily dispatched to Minnesota, 42-13. To the top 25 scoreboard, 30 seconds left to play in Chestnut Hill. Boston College leads number 16, Georgia Tech, 34-33. Tech with the ball at the BC 8. With a chance for a winning field goal at the gun. Fourth quarter in Miami. Number 15 ranked Hurricanes. They lead NC State 41-7. Number 4 Alabama is down 23-21 to number 11 Oklahoma. 2:15, actually now 1:40 left to play. Second and 21, and Alabama does not get it complete. Third down for Alabama, down 2 with about 96 seconds left in the game there. Fourth quarter, about a minute 15 to go. Number 6 Texas Tech leads Central Florida 48-9. Number 19 Virginia, they lead with 2 minutes to go over Duke, 34-19. By the way, Texas Tech just finished off UCF 48-9. Number 23 Tennessee, late in the third quarter, up 42-3 on New Mexico State. Finals from the day, number 25 Cincinnati falls at home to Arizona 30-24. Number 9 Notre Dame wins at number 22 Pitt 37-15. Number 3 Texas A&M comes back from 27 points down, wins over South Carolina 31-30. Navy stuns number 24 South Florida 41-38. Coming up later this evening, number 7 Ole Miss, they'll be at home against Florida. That's in just a few minutes. Also in a few minutes, number 13 Utah will be at Baylor. Coming up in just under an hour, number 10 Texas at number 5 Georgia. Number 12 BYU late tonight will host TCU. Last night, number 20 Louisville falls at home to Clemson 20-19. Missouri Valley scoreboard. Finals all through the conference today. South Dakota State has lost their fourth game in a row. They lose to Illinois State 35-21. North Dakota State wins at home, gets to 11-0. They defeat Northern Iowa 48-16. South Dakota wins in quintuple overtime. I did say quintuple. 5 overtimes, 53-51 over Southern Illinois. North Dakota gets to 7-4. They defeat winless Murray State 35-17. St. Thomas today, they lose at home 23-19 to Presbyterian. St. Thomas falls to 7-4 on the season. And if you will indulge me real quick, have some other football scores. The Division III NCAA tournaments for soccer getting underway today for the men and women in earnest. The men, local teams involved in that. Augsburg wins over Occidental 3-1. They'll take on Edgewood. Edgewood defeated Gustavus Adolphus today 3-0, so Gustavus is out. Wisconsin Whitewater currently in double overtime with Wash U out of St. Louis, scoreless in that one right now. St. Olaf, they defeat Wisconsin Superior today 3-0. They'll take on Luther tomorrow in the second round. Wisconsin Eau Claire, UW Eau Claire leading the Milwaukee School of Engineering 3-0 late in the second half. The winner gets McAllister. McAllister won today over Illinois Wesleyan 2-1 there. On the women's side, it was UChicago taking down UW Superior 5-0. It'll be UW La Crosse taking on UChicago tomorrow. La Crosse defeats St. Kate's today 4-0. Carlton, they get a 1-0 win over John Carroll. Carlton will take on Lake Forest tomorrow in the second round. Winners of those matchups will meet in the will get to the round of 16 coming up next week, and I'll have more scores on that tomorrow afternoon during our coverage after 60 minutes.
All right, very good. State football quarter or semifinals today. Mineota beat Manoman Wauburn. Breckenridge over Murray County Central 28-21. Waseca a squeaker over Dilworth Glendon Felton 14-13. Annandale late second quarter leading Minneapolis North 14-7 tonight. 5A semi Chanhassen against Elk River scheduled at 7, probably more like 7:30.
Instant
girls
update.
Swimming a quick
go
real
ahead, go
quick
ahead.
Girls swimming over at the U today. Class A champ Monticello, congratulations to Monticello on that girls' class A swimming title. Double A will be decided tonight over at the U.
Instant update from Tuscaloosa. Alabama gets stoned on fourth down. Oklahoma takes over with 50 seconds left. All they need to do is basically take knees. It looks like Oklahoma is going to stun Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, three turnovers for Alabama in the game today. Meanwhile, NFL Vikes light favorites over the Bears tomorrow at high noon. Hopefully the Vikes run the ball, take a little heat off J.J. McCarthy, and hopefully we start to see improvement. And then, Lindsay, I know there's not a lot of time, mm-hmm. but I know you remember my prediction that
Oh, your wild card Raiders? Yeah. I didn't hear the whole press conference. I've sworn off of Raiders press conferences for the rest of my life. But Pete Carroll, I think, answered one question and then left. So first year with Pete going about the same it's gone with everybody else who's ever run that team since they moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah, and here I thought Pete would get him to the playoffs. Was I wrong? Have a great Saturday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.